Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Bill's Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Good evening, everybody. Great to welcome you in the name of the Lord. He is wonderful, isn't he?
Amen.
His name shall be called Wonderful, for he shall save his people from their sins. Great to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I've got a special request tonight. We've got Courtney Carroll, who's been coming on Wednesday night. She's a student over at Sue. She's a chemistry student.
Pharmacy.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. She drove all the way here from Bell County, Kentucky.
Amen.
To be here tonight. And besides that, she's got a test in the morning.
Ooh.
Pharmacy school. We're so thankful for her. But her request is her grandmother, Brenda Walter. Brenda Walter is going to have colon surgery. That could be serious, but we want to claim. How many will pray now? God will touch this precious lady. And she's 70.
30.
30, okay.
Just
a
young
one.
Young
one. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here tonight. We've got a wonderful evening planned. And I'm going to ask Brother Greg Levis to lead us in prayer. Preacher brother, I talked to him on the phone today. He and his wife were here this morning, and I really enjoyed the conversation. But Craig, if you'll lead us to the throne of grace, the word of prayer. We pray together.
Lord, thank you this day. You bless the life by itself. Thank you for who you are, what you are, good Lord. Just thank you this time of year.
Yes.
All the blessings we receive from you, from your throne of grace. We pray for those on our prayer list, those in our hearts. We pray for other churches, Lord. Mm-hmm. Pray for the ministry. Pray for the Good Samaritan.
Yes.
Pray for the Second Harvest Board.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for Bennett's Creek here in this area.
Mm.
Pray for those up for Rocky Springs, Lord. Pray for my pastor, Pastor Allen. Pray for Brother Kenneth as well, as he brings a message tonight. Be the dear lady and her birthday. Just thank you for she means to this church.
Yes.
Pray for dear Brother Tony, Lord, lifting him up in prayer today.
Amen.
Just thank you for the grace and mercy. Pray for this dear lady going for surgery. Just be a great physician to her body.
Yes.
Just
yes,
thank you for being the great physician of the soul. Save our souls. Forgive us your sins. Cleanses us with your precious blood. You pray to be with those that are downhearted and discouraged, Lord. Just thank you for coming by and helping us, Lord, in our time of need.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank you for our country, our troops, Lord.
Yes.
And just thank you for the very sacrifice across the Calvary, your dear son.
Yes.
And while we're at sinners, Christ died for us. Pray to be with those that don't have as we do, Lord. Open the doors of opportunity for young ministers as well. Lord, we just help them to share the good news of the gospel. Help us to see souls saved. And help us love and forgive one another. We look forward to your coming. But you just have a prayer.
All the people said,
Amen.
Thank you for praying. That's a good prayer. Compel a friend of Mr. Cash, friend of Alan Davis, over at Honey Class, and pastor at Rock Spring.
Yeah.
So, come well represented here tonight. Represent the Lord, most of all. Thank you. Thank you. Repent.
All right, looking at some announcements this week. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody for helping with the Operation Christmas Child Ministry. Special thanks to Bobby and Carol. Thank you all for it. Last year we gave 214, what, Bobby?
60.
No, what, last year. Pay attention.
Last year. I'm doing good. Last year.
Two ten. Hey, we have 50 more this year than we were last year. So,
300.
Yeah, 300. So, good. Thank you so much for your help there. Appreciate that. Tonight we'll be honoring our special lady of the day, Miss, and every day really around here, Miss Lena Strauss. So please hang around with us tonight as we celebrate her 90th birthday. We've got lots of cake and ice cream. So the more you eat, the less I eat. So y'all can help me out. There you go. So remember tonight as we celebrate, she She's turning 90 on Tuesday, so be much in prayer for her. What an asset she is here at Boone's Creek Baptist Church.
Amen.
Also, remember tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We will meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. We'll be kind of a strategic planning meeting as we move forward with our youth and our children's ministries here, especially our children's ministry since we don't have a director at this time, as we try to do whatever it takes to reach that next generation. Remember I told you this morning, what we do in the next 5 years as Christians is going to set the pace for history in the next 5 years. So it's very important that we're doing the right things here. We don't need to worry about ISIS or all that other stuff. We just need to focus on God and be about His work. And that's really what we want to make sure we're doing as deacons. So also remember Wednesday night, no services. So men will be taste sampling. We'll be sampling and dressing and singing for 2 months or beef more stage. So, you know, we'll be doing our Tuesday night. So Wednesday night. So no services Wednesday night. Friday, November 27th, that's Friday after Thanksgiving. If you're interested in learning how to be a participant in the Billy Graham television ministry there, University Parkway, you're invited to come over and go through some training maybe and observe as they answer those telephones and learn how to do that. What a great ministry that is.
Yes.
And also, men, Tuesday, next Tuesday, December 1st, be our deacons meeting at 6:30. Don't forget about our Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Our church goal is $4,000 out of that total national goal of $75 million. So, any other announcements? Miss anything, Rick?
Where will we meet tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we'll meet downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll probably meet in Allen's in our Sunday school class. And if there's too many, we'll move out to the fellowship. But probably meet in just Allen's Sunday school class there. So, any other announcements?
Tim, I just want to let everybody know there was 38 Thursdays here. Preacher Puckett with Rebecca from Fatback Mountain. It's a mouthful. He even changed my last name, so you never know what he's going to do. But we enjoyed it.
Great, great. I hate that. I missed that. I wish we had videotaped that. I'm sure he's very good. All right. Good things are going on here at Boone's Creek Baptist Church. We just invite you to get in and work with us as we lock arm in arm and try to move forward. Again, we just need to forget about everything outside. We need to focus on what God's plan is for Boone's Creek Baptist Church. Let's stand. Sing this great hymn, Grace Greater Than Our Sin.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, for your kingdom come to my holy precious city. Heavenly, thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and kindness, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us through this day. Thank you, Lord, for making each one of you together together in your house tonight. Pray, Heavenly Father, you come, visit us tonight. The Lord and Lord stand and bring to the message. And we just pray that you come speak through in the words that we need to hear.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for this offering to be given in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. And then you will.
And tonight we're going to turn to Acts chapter 28, verses 11 through 16 for our scripture reading. Follow along with us there. And Paul is on his way to Rome. He arrives. Look at what Luke, the writer, said. Verse 11, and after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle whose sign was Castor. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. And from this, we fetched a compass and came to Phrygia. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli. And when we found brethren, we desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came meet us as far as Appian Fort and the three paths, whom and Paul saw, and this is what I want to see here, it says, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the passengers to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with the soldier that kept him. Notice in these verses that I read, the little pronoun we. This is the first hand account of Dr. Luke, who was with Paul. Luke was a team player. Luke was probably Paul's personal physician. And you recall one place from Paul in 2 Timothy, he's writing to his protege, Timothy, and I think it's called a swan song. J. Vernon McGee calls it that. As Paul is saying, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is hand. And he goes on to say, I've kept the faith, finished my course, and so forth. And he says, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. And then he said in the next verse, verse 11, 4:11. He said, only Luke is with me. Luke, the one that wrote the book of Acts. Luke wrote this epistle that bears his name. And he was the guy that really helped Paul out. Luke was. And thank God for friends like this. He was a man who in these, what is called the we section, he over and over again uses the word we. The we section of the book of Acts. So I want us to think tonight on, let us thank God and take courage. There are things that we should be thankful and reasons that we're going to give tonight here. Paul had taken this difficult journey, probably he was in prison in Caesarea, and it was over a period of 2 years. After a difficult journey there, he comes to Rome. But God provided. God took care of him. There was a friend. When the brethren heard about Paul's coming, the Christian brethren, says they went out to meet him. And at the sight of those men, the Bible says, Luke writes, says, we thank God for courage. Thank God for friends. Thank God for people who will stand with us.
Amen.
Like Paul did.
That's right.
And thank God for people today like we've got right here. Now the reasons why that we should thank God and take courage. Number one, because God remains the same. Amen?
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I'm the Lord. I change not. And so places change, people change. But thank God, aren't you glad he doesn't change?
Amen.
And we know that we can be encouraged by that. We can thank God and take courage. I'll disappoint. God's power will never change. God's purpose God's holiness will never change. We have what's called today credibility crises. Who can we believe? Who can we trust? Who can we depend upon? Well, I tell you, we have one, and that's God. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And Paul, he loved God's people. In Romans chapter 16, I counted about 36 names that he gives there of people that he wants to greet and thank for what they meant to him. And I just thought of the people of Boone Street Baptist Church, what they meant to me, brother, and how you are a blessing to me. This year I've seen Christianity in action, CIA. That's the CIA that you're a part of, and how good it is to have people. But you know, when people let us down, though, we can thank God that he remains the same. He remains the same. And so that's why we need to thank God and take courage. Friends will fail us. I heard Brother Bingham say, Brother KP, the other night, that in his father's last years there at that church, he's been there over 50 years, he said there was people that he thought was his friends that turned against him. People, he buried their dead, he'd married their living, he'd done so much. And yet, his son, not everybody's going to live. You know that. You found that out?
Yeah.
Paul, he had some friends. Thank God for that. Old Mordecai Ham, my old Kentucky home. I remember what B.R. Lakin said about him. He said that in his last years, that he was in abject poverty, just living off of a few of his friends that he had that stuck with him there. Aren't you thankful for friends like that?
Amen.
Now, you don't have as many friends as you think you do. You may think you've got friends, but when it comes down to it, you're on the bottom, backs to the wall, you'll find out who your true friends are. But Paul, thank God for these men who came and stood with him and encouraged him in this trying time. Thank God that Paul saw these men, he thanked God and took courage. And so we need also to thank the Lord, not only because God remains the same, but because the Holy Spirit continues to do his good work in our lives. It is God that worketh in you and in me, Philippians 2:12-13. Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
He comes and lives in every believer. What know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? But you have a God, you're not your own, you're bought with Christ. And great promise in John 14:16-17 said, Jesus said, when he comes, he'll abide forever. Not just 33 years as Jesus was upon this earth, but the Holy Spirit, when he moved in, he's coming to live and stay. Thank God for that promise. For that hope. He's there. And thank God because of the Holy Spirit, his continued work within us. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, how wonderful it is to know that he's going to help us. He's our helper. He's our guide. He's our strength. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So we need to thank God and take courage, not only because God remains the same, but because the Holy Spirit, he just keeps on doing his work. And he is at work. It may look like this old world is coming apart at the seams, but God's still on the throne. He hadn't moved, and he's still in charge, sweet friend. Aren't you glad for that? And then number three, because the gospel continues to save those who trust him. And I tell you, God's getting it done. He's still saving souls. Romans 1:16, Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. And God is working, and none can hinder. People can still be saved today. We can still reach people for Christ. That's what this Thursday, Friday night's about, the day after Thanksgiving, when we meet and answer the telephone, because I'm hungry. I tell you, I want to see people come to know Christ as much as I've ever wanted in my life. I'm really wanting to see people saved the other day.
Amen.
So I invite you to come down there and listen to these calls that come in. And we'll have a meal at 6, and then we'll start answering the telephone. telephones, maybe about 7, a little before. We'll watch Bill Graham program, and people will see that number, and then they'll begin to call in, phone ring here, there. And you just say, Bill Graham telephone TV ministry, you call to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And as I told you this morning, 60% I'm going to say yes. And that's a joy to be able to, just like ripe fruit, just fall right in hand there. This easiest thing in the world. When the Holy Spirit's working. Now, nobody can come except the Holy Spirit calls them. But when God's Word is lifted up, and when God's Spirit is working, and I tell you, the hand of the Lord is upon that ministry. Still using Franklin Graham. He's going to be in all 50 states next year, Lord willing, 2016. He's already got some of his schedule. And when he comes to, say, the state capital down in Nashville, I'd like to see us be down there to stand and be a part of that little service at that prayer meeting. And so the gospel is still working, still getting done. 1 Timothy 1:15 said, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And Paul said, of whom I am chief. So don't you like to see people say, amen? He's still saving men and women, those that reach that state of accountability. Paul, he faced the challenge of visiting the capital city of Rome, but God took care of him. And even when he came down to the last hour, when that sword was laid to his neck, he said, I'm ready to be off. And when that old head fell off that chop, thank God his soul went up into the glorious presence of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Death isn't that bad because of this. Seeing Jesus. Being with Jesus. We talked about that today with the prayer. The telephone. His mother went to heaven just 3 months back. Thank God. Our loved ones, when they're ready to go, they're just not better. They're far better. Paul said, maybe Christ is far better. Thank God for that hope to see our loved ones. And then we need to thank God and take courage, because the Scriptures continue to speak to our individual needs. Aren't you thankful for the Word of God?
Amen.
And how it just ministers to us.
That's right.
Courtney says she teaches Sunday school down there at her church in Kentucky. Thank God for young people like
Amen.
To take their stand for Jesus.
Amen.
We need more. God, may their tribe increase of young people that loves God. That's brought up right. Her grandpa was a preacher. He was a pastor for many, many years. And I tell you, it pays to serve Jesus.
Amen.
It really does. Yeah. Just look at Bud and Helen, her son, preaching over here at Harmon. Just think of what God has done in this church in the past. But God is not just the God of the past. He's the God of the future.
That's right.
He's not through with Moon's Creek Baptist Church. There's yet much to be done. And we thank God for the Scriptures continuing to speak to us. There's 4 places where the Bible ought to be. Number one, it ought to be in our home. It ought to be in our home. Every home. Ought to have the Word of God, and not just to lay there to gather the dust, but it ought to be there to be read. Amen?
Amen.
It ought to be read every day, not just a public reading, but read God's Word. It ought to be in the home. Then it ought to be also in our hands. I talked about old Willard Tolliver, seeing that old lady, he's laying there drunk. Every Sunday morning, she'd go down that Bible and drunk. This is a witness right here.
Yes.
There's power in this word.
Yeah.
It's powerful. And so we need to have it in our hand. Not be ashamed of the Bible. Yeah. Don't hide it. Just bring the Bible to the house of God. Yeah. And hear the man of God filled with the Spirit of God preaching God's word. It needs to be in our home. It needs to be in our hand. Then it needs to be in our heart.
Right.
Scripture that thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. So the Word of God, it needs to be in those places, in her home, in her hand, in her head. We need to memorize Scripture. Know the Word of God. And then when that time comes, you'll have that recall when that Scripture is needed. That's why it's important that we study and read and understand, memorize the Word of God. Scripture continues to speak to our needs. That's why we all love the Bible, because it convicts the sinner. It converts the sinner. It comforts the saint. It concerns the Savior. He loves the Word of God. He did when he was here. He stood up for reading in the synagogue. The Word of God is precious, and the Scriptures just continue. For every age, every generation, the Bible is sufficient. And then we need to thank God and take courage because of the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. The old ship of Zion is still sailing. I told my wife this week, I said, I believe I got a sermon. I was reading there in Acts chapter 27, and a whole chapter Luke takes to talk about a shipwreck. To talk about a shipwreck. And I told Carol, I said, I'm going to get a sermon, Stay in the Ship. Amen? Right. Stay in the ship. Paul, he said, except you abide in the ship, you'll not be saved. So, hey, I'm going to stick with the church. How about you?
Amen?
Thank God. I want to live my life out through the church, because he established it. God said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. He didn't say, you'll build my church. He said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I love the church. I thank God for Boone's Creek Baptist Church. For 134 years, this church has stood faithful upon the Bible. I want to show you my appreciation, my gratitude for this church. Everything you've done, as I said this past year, I see people being served in this church. I just felt like I ought to tell you tonight, I love you. I thank God for it. Amen. Aren't you glad you're a part of this fellowship?
Yeah.
We need to thank God. Take courage for our church. Then we need, number six, thank God to take courage, because God's invitation is still going out. He's still talking. He's still reaching. He's drawing. The Bible says the Spirit says come, and let him that heareth say come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life. And if God's favorite word is come. C-O-M-E, thousands, God's extent. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you, because of the invitation are still open. We need to thank God and take courage. Oh, we think about all that's going on in this old dark, benighted world. But friend, we need, while there's a window of opportunity, we need to reach out to lost people. I hope this is talked about tomorrow evening. I can't wait to get here, because I know Brother Tim is going to be good. And we're starting at the right place with the little fellows. And on up, we had a whole room full down there this morning, I think about 11, 12, 13, something, in one class. So we need to do better than that. We can do better than that, because God's invitations are still open. Those walls of dirt were started at the right place. And then, because of the future belongs to the believer in Christ. That's why we need to thank God and take courage. Because the future belongs to believers. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We follow a victorious leader.
Yes.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. He's never lost a battle. I tell you, the greatest battle of history took place over 2,000 years ago on a cross and in an empty tomb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can say, because he lives,
I can face tomorrow because he lives all fear in his soul, because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen.
Boone's Creek Baptist Church, let's thank God and take courage because of these things.
Right.
As we go into this Thanksgiving season. Now let's stand and sing a song. Tim will lead us. And we'll go downstairs, fellowship, and just enjoy one another. One another. So many times in the Bible it talks about things we're to do for one another. Love one another. Encourage one another. Pray for one another. Down there, just love on them, distract them. Just let the person know how much we care about them. What do we got, Tim?
Page 275, you're in the book, I Surrender
All. I Surrender All. Anybody need to make a move, just come down and pray. Step out, leave for your stand.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this, dear God. I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, business on website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.